What do we know about the patients who do have cancer relapse in spite of receiving trastuzumab?
Well, the first question is why? And there's a lot of work in the HERA trial, the so-called Trans-HERA, where we're going to be looking at the molecular footprint of these tumors rather in the way that Oncotype DX has given us risk to see if we can identify risk and also to see if you can identify what the molecular markers are that predict for risk, then you can begin to work out mechanisms as well.
Any in particular that look promising?
There are markers that are being looked at, but as soon as somebody suggests something might be there, it's not. There's certainly nothing you can say at this stage that I'm aware of. The other thing, of course, is with relapse, there are patients who've relapsed on trastuzumab who respond to lapatinib, as we've said already. The field is very, very crowded at present with anti-HER2 or with anti-pan-HER inhibitors. So there's a load of drugs there that are being looked at. And it's rather bizarre, but for the first time, it's almost good in a way to have HER2-positive breast cancer, despite the fact in the past it was much more aggressive, but there's so many drugs there. So it's a twin-pronged approach. Try and find out the mechanisms, and meanwhile, see if the newer drugs are better.